Many Kashmiris can remember when calm returned to the region following nearly two decades of insurgent violence. Militant attacks dropped after India and Pakistan signed a 2003 ceasefire deal, transforming the valley's economy. Gulzar Beg stopped working as a laborer and instead rented a boat, or shikara, to ferry a new surge of visitors to the valley.
Tourism really improved here in the last 8 years. The number of tourists increased. My friends and neighbors are all involved in the industry. Some sell jewelry, some sell shawls.
In Srinagar, travel agency and restaurant owner Kaiser Bhatt said the city almost transformed overnight. As violence subsided, religious pilgrims and tourists flocked to what many call the Switzerland of South Asia. Bhatt recalls how in 2006, as new hotels and houseboats sprung up, they were quickly overbooked.
You won't believe, there were people literally who slept on this road. Like, you know, because after so long the Kashmir got open, and then, you know, there were people who had not been to Kashmir for the last 20-25 years.
While Kashmir's tourism industry has seen a boom in the last few years, attracting as many as 1.2 million visitors to the region, locals like the boatman behind me say it only takes one attack or the threat of violence to scare people away. On this clear morning, the sidewalks surrounding Dal Lake are mostly empty, along with the many hundreds of houseboats that should be packed with Indian and foreign tourists. Houseboat Owners Association head Azim Tuman says Indian Kashmir was set for another great year with tourists who booked their trip to the region early. Then, in February, convicted Indian Parliament attacker and Kashmiri native Afzal Guru was hanged. Tuman says tourists canceled their plans, fearing violent protests.
That step was taken in a haste and on a wrong time. Wrong time means it was beginning of our tulip season.
Amar Hussein says his shawl store now sees far fewer customers. He blames sporadic cross-border shootings that draw headlines but happen far from the main town.
They can speak out and tell people that wherever the unrest is happening, it's 1,200 kilometers or very far from Srinagar, to reassure them that there is no problem and that they can safely visit.
For Gulzar Beg, the solution is simple.
If it stays peaceful here, then the world-famous place of Kashmir will be popular again. We all hope, including visitors who come here, that Kashmir will become a peaceful place.
He and others here hope that the boats that carry vegetables and students returning home from school will also be filled with tourists year-round. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Srinagar.